Welcome to Tuning In with Your Cycle. Today, I am going to share with you how you can support healthy progesterone levels. And if you missed last week's episode, basically what progesterone is a sex hormone that is predominant on the second half of your cycle. Its main role is to maintain a healthy pregnancy and also to counterbalance the effects of estrogen. So progesterone is kind of like the gene to estrogen's yang, and the only way you produce progesterone is through ovulation. Okay, so that's in a nutshell what progesterone is. So how can you support healthy progesterone levels? Number one, making sure you're eating enough healthy fats. And when I talk about healthy fats, I'm talking about nuts and seeds, avocado oil, avocados, extra virgin olive oil, trying to avoid any canola oil, vegetable oils that are not healthy fats and that make the opposite effect to your body. So making sure you're eating enough healthy fats is a must, because your sex hormones, talking about estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, are made through cholesterol. So you want to make sure you're getting this cholesterol from those healthy fats in order to produce very healthy hormones, okay? So eating enough healthy fats is a must to have a healthy ovulation and good progesterone levels. Now, if you are hesitant, if you don't know how, if you're eating enough healthy fats, how you can eat enough healthy fats, a great way to support this is by seed cycling. And if you've never heard about seed cycling before, go and grab the free guide I have with the link in my bio or at vitalinutrition.com/guide, because this is a technique that it's not new, it's been around for years, and it basically means eating certain seeds at certain times of your cycle to support healthy hormone production. Basically, that's what it is, and it's really easy to incorporate, and 2 tablespoons of the seeds are gonna be enough to support your healthy fat consumption if you don't know where to even start. So that's one way. If you are suspecting that your hormones are out of balance, seed cycling is a great first step. Trust me, I swear by it. The women I work with, they swear by it. So just grab that guide, okay? So that's number one. Number two is making sure you are eating enough. So especially now that the summer's coming, a lot of women go into these strict diets and restrict their nutrient and calorie consumption. The problem with that is that when you're not eating enough for your body, then your body goes into starvation mode. And that not only causes a stress response, and stress rubs down for whatever progesterone you have in order to make more cortisol, your stress hormone, but also your body sends a signal to your hypothalamus saying, like, this person is in starvation mode and it's not in a state to ovulate and create new life because it doesn't have enough nutrients, enough calories to support that. So it blocks down ovulation, and without ovulation, you do not produce progesterone. Okay, so it's super important to make sure you're eating enough for your body, enough talking about not only healthy fats but also complex carbs and protein. Now, if you don't even know where to start, you know I have a great system called Flow in Sync. This is a hybrid program where we are going to work one-on-one to figure out what's going on with your hormones, to figure out what's going on with your cycle, at the same time that you get access to special training videos where you can learn more about your body. Inside Flow in Sync, I help you and I teach you to cycle sync with your hormones, because as you transition through your cycle, your hormones need different nutrients and they need different support. So inside Flow in Sync, I teach you to eat according to each phase of your cycle. And not only that, but inside Flow in Sync, we fix the trifecta that usually causes a hormonal imbalance. And that trifecta is mismanaged blood sugar, which is number one, is the number one reason I see people in my office. Number two is an unhealthy gut and liver, which we're gonna work into supporting these organs of elimination to make sure you're eliminating excess hormones. And three, stress, because stress, believe it or not, is one also of the main causes of hormonal disruption. So we work together to fix this trifecta at the same time that I'm helping you cycle sync and make sure you're getting your body enough nutrients. Okay, so that's basically what flow in sync is. Now, going back on how another way you can support a healthy progesterone levels is by not skipping any meals, because when you skip a meal, again, your body is very sensitive, so it senses it as a stressor, so cortisol levels spike, they rob from your progesterone and other essential nutrients that you need for hormone regulation and hormone production, like magnesium, like zinc. And but not only that, but also you get a mismanaged blood sugar falling down into a blood sugar roller coaster. And as I mentioned before, a blood sugar roller coaster is the number one reason I see people in my office with hormonal problems. Okay, so to not skipping a meal, it's extremely important to maintaining not only healthy progesterone levels but also healthy hormonal balance, because also when you skip a meal, you not only disrupt your hormones but you are also craving more carbohydrates, more sugars, you're reaching out for those foods that might not be as nourishing and supportive to your hormones. So you're already with inflammation and you're increasing that inflammation, which is not helping your hormones. And it's a whole thing, like mismanaged blood sugar. I'm probably gonna do a whole episode about it because it's a lot of things that can happen through not having a blood sugar regulator, your blood sugar regulator, okay? So that's another thing. And the last thing is to support your stress levels. Again, that's why it's also a very important part inside flow in sync, because cortisol rubs down your progesterone. And I'm not gonna tell you to go down and go to yoga classes and meditate, which if you wanna do, be my guest, because it's extremely helpful. I do that myself, but I know meditation and yoga, it's not everybody's cup of tea. But a great thing you can do to support, to lower down your stress, is to make sure you are sleeping and you are deep sleeping and sleeping enough. So if you're a person with kind of messy sleeping pattern, then you're probably noticing that your hormones might not be as balanced as you wish they were. And that is also because when you don't sleep, you don't give your body time to repair and regenerate and produce these hormones that your body needs. But you're also messing up with your hunger hormones, which are ghrelin and leptin. And when ghrelin and leptin are kind of out of whack, then what you have the next day is cravings, not only for sweets and carbs, it boosts your energy, but also like salty cravings. And not only that, but you are having those 3 p.m. crashes, you're feeling tired throughout the day, but once the night comes, then you're wired, and even though you're super like tired, you're not able to fall asleep, then that all falls down into that blood sugar roller coaster. So you wanna make sure, again, see, everything goes back to blood sugar roller coaster. So you wanna make sure you're sleeping enough to repair and regenerate your body, your cells, and also to make sure these hormones are staying stable. Okay, because not only that, then insulin comes into play, and then it's a cascade of things that can happen when you don't sleep enough. So make an effort to start a sleeping routine if you suspect that is one of the things that it's messing up with your hormones and stress in general, okay? So basically, just to summarize everything we just talked about, number one, it's very important you eat enough healthy fats. If you don't know how to do so, I really, really highly suggest you grab that Seed Cycling guide and start doing that like right now to support your hormones in a very easy way. Number two, making sure you're eating enough protein, carbohydrates, and enough healthy fats. Number three, making sure you are not skipping any meals. And number four, making sure you are sleeping enough. Okay, so that's it. I hope this was helpful for you. If you have any questions, book a cycle assessment call with me. If you are interested in flow in sync but don't know if you're the right fit for it, book that cycle assessment and then we can evaluate if flow in sync is for you or not. Okay, have a great day and I'll see you next week.